When you've been around the block a few times, one day starts feeling pretty much like the last. Most days are pretty ordinary, but every now and then, God steps in with a miracle. Question is, are you expecting it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about the miracles that God wants to do in your life from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you lay hold of the powerful new things that God wants to do in your life in this coming year. Have you ever been in a place or a situation that's really tight or scary, and you've thought, nothing short of a miracle is going to save me now? I seem to live out in that place, at least that's how it feels for me. And like many, many people, I believe in God. I believe in this Jesus whose birthday we've just finished celebrating. But some days, it feels lonely out here. You know, sure, God sent his son and we've just celebrated Christmas, but it feels like, well, it feels like he's gone home again. It's like he's packed his bags and we're left here to live our lives. And yes, it does get lonely some days, and it is hard some days, and some days we just need a miracle to get through. That's when we get disheartened. We do. It's natural. We're human. And funny, I was feeling a bit disheartened about something myself this morning. I'm a pretty upbeat, positive kind of guy. But, you know, sometimes life gets to me as well. And I just sat down to do what I do almost every morning. When most of the rest of the world is still asleep, I sat down to pray and to read God's word. Become a bit of a habit of mine to do that. And so I sit down and pour out my heart to God about what's happening. And I turn to the very next chapter that I'm up to, happens to be the third chapter of the book of Acts. And it's about a very ordinary day, but a very extraordinary miracle. Funny how that works. I used to think fancy people reading their Bible every day. I mean, truly, what an old-fashioned, fundamentalist, boring, religious thing to do. Not sure if you've ever seen it that way, but I certainly have. I mean, I'm not sure I can find the words to express what an outdated, stupid thing I used to think it was to read the Bible. Give me a break. Anyhow, that was then, and this is now. And I could tell you so many stories of the times I've really needed God just to encourage me or speak a new direction into my life or whatever it is, and it was just in the very next chapter that I was due to read today that his answer was sitting there, just waiting for me. It's happened so many times, can't begin to tell you. And so even when I'm feeling a bit down or a bit tired, somewhere deep inside, I'm expecting God to do something. I'm expecting God to speak. I'm expecting God to show up with a miracle. Anyhow, back to this morning. I was reading the third chapter in the book of Acts. It's the fifth book in the New Testament. The first four are Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. They're the Gospels. They're about the life of Jesus, the birth, the ministry, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus. And the book of Acts comes straight after that. In fact, it starts with Jesus' last few words to his disciples. He ascends into heaven, and then his disciples are kind of left there on their own, wondering, well, so now what's going to happen? It's a bit like you and me this week after Christmas. The time when we celebrate the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, became a man and put on flesh like you and me. But now it's the week after Christmas. It almost feels a bit like he packed up his bags and went home and left us on our own. I just needed a special touch from God today. And he really spoke to me through this chapter that I read. It's a story of Peter and John. It was an ordinary day. They were heading down to the temple in the afternoon, and God does an extraordinary thing. Let's have a listen. Comes from Acts chapter 3. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man who was lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate so that he could ask for alms from those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. He was begging. And Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. It's pretty amazing stuff. I'll tell you what this spoke into my heart. No matter how ordinary today seems, and it was just an ordinary day for Peter and John that day, and for this lame man begging at the temple, just an ordinary day, it doesn't matter how bog ordinary it is, God is a God of miracles. When we're confronted with something we just can't get through on our own, or a mountain that we just can't move out of the way, or a burden that's too heavy to carry, or whatever it is, God is a God of miracles. Just one day. This man was lame from birth. He was over 40 years old. It was 3 in the afternoon. It was the kind of day that they were having every day. And this beggar just asks for money. You read that and you think, how many beggars were out there? There must have been a dime a dozen. People stepped over them and avoided them and ignored them. And there was no social security safety net from the government. At best, this beggar was expecting a penny or two. And then two men, Peter and John, God's men, stepped into his world and God changed everything in an instant. Do you reckon he was amazed? Walking and leaping and praising God. But have a look at the reactions of all the other people around them. Acts chapter 3, verse 9. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what was happening. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico, utterly astonished. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you instead, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised up from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all." How was the man healed? By faith in the name of Jesus. Why are you people so surprised? What's the shock? Don't you get it, says Peter. Jesus is the Son of God, and he's a miracle-working God. Healed by faith in the name of Jesus. Now, I know plenty of people who believe in Jesus but have never seen a miracle in their lives, ever. They believe in Jesus, we just celebrated him over Christmas, but they don't believe that he would bring his power to bear in their lives to shift the mountain, to lighten the load, to comfort, to console, to guide, to heal, or anything else for that matter. What's the matter with us that we want to celebrate Christmas and then just pack Jesus away and pretend like he's not going to make a difference in our lives? Well, what's the matter with us? Maybe it's time not to do that. Maybe it's time to expect that miracle and just wait for him to act. Well, we love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.